North Battleford, harvest is wrapped up in the region, and overall, the harvest season was very good as the weather was favorable and there were no major delays. Early season moisture paired with timely rains allowed for good crop yields and strong quality. Producers are busy applying fall fertilizer as they have adequate soil moisture, unlike the central and southern regions. Crop yields were very good in the region with all crops being estimated to yield above average. Some producers are saying it was the perfect year on their farm, which is a real positive after such a terrible season in 2021. Crop quality in the region remains strong as well, with all crops being graded largely in the top two grade levels. There was some minor downgrading due to ergot and other diseases in cereals. The soil moisture conditions in the region have not reached desperate levels like much of the province, but producers would still appreciate some rain before the winter. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 59% adequate, 32% short and 9% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 43% adequate, 43% short and 15% very short. Due to increased precipitation, hay yields largely improved this season and producers did not have to worry about sourcing off farm feed. Average hay yields on dry land are reported, in tons per acre, as, alfalfa 2, alfalfa, brome 1.8, other tame hay 1.5, wild hay 1.3 and green feed 3.5. At this time, most livestock producers have indicated that they will have adequate to surplus hay, straw, green feed and feed grain heading into winter, with only a few producers who expect a slight shortage in feed supplies. Although soil moisture is not completely depleted, winter cereal acreage is still expected to drop in the region. Winter wheat acreage is estimated to have decreased by 19% while fall rye has fallen 25%. Farmers are busy harrowing, working fields, hauling grain, applying fertilizer and cleaning up fields.